Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others. Footprints Leading Lights profile, George Blondin. Dene author George Blondin was one of few Indigenous people who spoke openly about medicine power. Even in 1923, when George was born in the Great Bear Lake region of the Northwest Territories, people relied on medicine power, not money. Having medicine power meant having a successful life, perhaps being a good hunter or healer, or knowing about events before they happened.
Adiri Dene George Blondin Hulye, Enane Diga Eritisalsini. Ku 1923 Anukaniya Nila, Great Bear Lake, Northwest Territories Kaya. Ku Dene Enane Diulins Anatatsurni Tambailu. Ku Enane De Tibakun Yade, Ba'a Nalze Nabahore New. Dene Danaish now, Ayurts in Honathe, Dano Vihasi, Honathebakun Yaha. Henny Laudery, George Blondin.
Blondin was candid about the past, going so far as to reveal his own medicine power story in his first book, When the World Was New. At 5 years old, he was sent to get water early in the morning when an old man with long white hair rose from the lake and startled him. Dropping his pail, he raced back to the family tent and his mother's lap. Since he had not naturally embraced the spirit, his parents resigned themselves to the fact he wouldn't be a medicine man and stopped trying to help him get power. Blondin writes that he should have welcomed the power bringer, but instead resigned himself to working hard in a mundane life like most people.
George Blondin, Asiga Nonesh Ilanila, Dantuhuya, Ayid Iritisatsi, When the World Was New Hulye, Ayid Antu, Nedig and Othersi, Ayiga, Adagahul Nila, Kufive Bagayu, Gabin Dane, Tuyinch Tinheads, Adita Bans Eil Au, Ayur, Ene Quibetane, Nedel Gayets, and Tuyats in Hurry in Very, Hashgatha, Tilinok Arish Halu,
He shared these stories because he believed in the strong importance they had to being Dene and wanted young people to realize this part of themselves. Medicine power is a phenomenon that is hard to understand and so it is not spoken of openly. Blondin meant only to preserve this knowledge and worked hard to explain it. He knew young people weren't sitting around the fire listening and talking to the old people often anymore, so he wrote down stories so they could read them.
George Blondin, dear Anani Digan. Erit is the scene. A do at the Nkode Yadaril Dinha, Horel Ia, a bachala neho a henila. Could a nane dear, what he benerit di habore nila, by a titiho and a colu, blantin a ye, do a than a quode yadaril than wali, a ha at isk a year in Tisla, a doin than a quode, aunt never held that to you, a sigande artila, a up.
Blondin preserved countless stories in detail of life before contact, indicating how precise his memory was right up until his passing. Some of his stories described how people interacted with animals and how the spirit of a man could change into caribou. A man would learn of caribou nature, how they reacted to certain things, how they moved on the land, and where they liked to stay. Then, back in his human spirit, he would have a good idea of where to hunt for them.
Blondin saw a At the toot in an in daily loadsy. Tea an al neon, dots a bed the oats and yan al neon, harlum seer. Kuna he erit is a saint aunt udene, a churk at an el tassi, a churdadat in who, nak a churreyere the u ya kunt u, a churret oak a zerel asu, dok a shell u, dok a nick a zerel assi, a ye hoil nihi ha. At 10 year at the U, Eurts in Ante Denana Rillare, Eurdet Oak and Alze, Yakalze Hak Oliante, Henila.
Interpretation of the way the world works has been lost, Blondin believed, and so he published 3 books conveying stories with spiritual themes. For his storytelling efforts, Blondin received the Ross Charles Award in 1990 for Native Journalism and was inducted as a member of the Order of Canada in 2003. The prolific writer passed away at the age of 87 on October 12, 2008, after suffering a stroke.
Blondin had to Tantu no kanatsa deni kunt ila jaa henila abajala ne adentil a. Ayi ha tha erik istarint isla spiritual themes ha. Ku ayit aho cheho nidarint isi. Ayi ha Ross Charles Award bantala 1990. Kut a native journalism erit isi na. Ayi ha Order of Canada. Daltila 2003 a kuyi denant adant ut istarin tlisi elket donen na lastin bergayu ayun zin zak anakhich adal hul thai 2008 a year bestotlin labedzia a